Dear friends, in this passage, let me summarize it. Here, the Apostle Paul wants to highlight basically two things. First of all, the liberality of the church at Macedonia. How they showed their love and compassion by what they gave. There was a need. The apostles had need. Other believers had need. And these Macedonians, they knew of the need and they gave of themselves. They went the extra mile and they sent gifts for because they knew there were other brothers and sisters in Christ, other churches that were lacking much and they were in desperate need. And so they gave of themselves, the Apostle Paul says. And that in that way they showed their love. But then the Apostle Paul goes on to explain in a very detailed way, and it can be a little bit involved, and for us just reading through it, it might sound very confusing to you, but simply he is setting out his reasons of the way he has done things, because there was an accusation that maybe he's taking advantage, maybe he's misusing the gifts that are given. And so he's showing, no, I'm accountable. There are people who are overseeing these things. These are the individuals that we are sending as well. And Titus and other brethren who are diligent in the work. They're hardworking. And so he's going the extra mile himself to show that these accusations are false, and also he's blameless. That he is doing things rightly in the sight of God. And so he doesn't want misunderstandings to take place. And friends, in our lives, don't we at times misunderstand situations because of maybe lack of care on our part, maybe lack of explanation, and people not being patient or rushing into things. So the Apostle Paul is trying to sort this out. He's recognizing that there is a valid concern, and he's trying to deal with that. So we should recognize there are sometimes people raise an issue, and if there is a valid concern, we should take time to explain it and make sure that we are blameless regarding the things of God and in everything. But let me just highlight this. These people showed their love by what they gave. And the Apostle Paul goes on to say that this is actually Christ-like. Think about the Lord Jesus Christ. That though he was rich, what is that talking about? The richness of his glory. He's co-equal with the Father. He has the glory of his Father. And yet what did he do? He gave himself. He made himself poor. That's the expression here. He gave everything so that we, by the grace of God, might be made rich. If you are a Christian, you're a very rich person. You may not have the riches of this world, but spiritually, you have eternal riches stored for us in heaven and poured in our lives day by day. We have the riches of the gospel. And dear friend, if you're not a Christian this morning, remember this, that you might have all the things of this world, but really spiritually you're poor. You need the Lord Jesus Christ. And I hope that this morning you would listen well to what is preached and the gospel of Jesus Christ, and for you to realize that eternity is the thing that you are facing. This world and all that it has, all of its pomp, all of its riches, it is passing away. But what Christ has done and his glory is the thing that is going to last. But well, may each one of us be challenged at this. In what way are we giving of ourselves? In what way has God blessed us, and are we being a blessing? Are we supporting the work of God here or elsewhere, or the needs that are there? We mentioned that we want to support Care Sri Lanka. Each week there is announcements made of different needs. Do you give to such causes? You may not be able to go to Sri Lanka. You may not be able to go to the Middle East or to distribute literature amongst the children of Israel. But are we willing to give to such causes that those that God has called might have the resources to be able to distribute the word of God and preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ? Well, these are some of the practical things that we could think of, and it all comes from the fact that Jesus Christ gave of himself. And so may we also lay down our lives for the sake of the Savior. Let us now come and pray.